call, not the start you'd have wished for.
It's in the result, Rob. You know, certainly not. But I think in the space of time from where we started with no players, I think we're a work in progress, and I think we're unfortunate to lose the game today. I thought it was it wasn't a great performance, but it was far from a bad performance. I thought there was good. There was some really good stuff in there, some really good signs in there, and when you factor in what we're missing, and we, you know, and it's not an excuse. It's the way it is. We are missing some big elements of our side. Obviously, Finn Barker ineligible today, which was unexpected, and we only had that confirmed at 11 a.m. due to obviously his contract situation last year with Solihull and just some paperwork stuff with the FA. Nobody's fault. FA systems, it's just the way it is. Obviously Jamie Slay and Jack Andrews and Danny Mundy basically having his pre-season now, really, on the which again you could say, well, that's your fault. You knew that'd be the case. We did know that was the case, and it's one of those things. We made a decision that, you know, we'd have to live with that fact. So when you factor all those things, I don't think it was a half bad performance. And you know, also pay credit to them. I think it's a better Boston Town than the one I remember when we were in this division previously. I think they look, and you never really know this early, but they look a good side. They look a decent side. You know, Harry Lim and the other lad up front are going to cause teams a lot of trouble. And you know, we'll see how they fare in the division as well before we know really the result in context. Losing is not how we want to start, but a huge stride from where we were sort of 6 or 7 weeks ago. And I have to be pleased with that.
Where was Jack Andrews?
So Jack's away, so we're just going to have this a little bit now. The next month there'll be lads holiday, come in and out. You know, it's lads who are teaching, got teaching jobs and work around school hours and things like that. It's just the way it is at this level of football, unfortunately. So as I say, big important elements missing from our side. Don't forget as well that takes Albie out of midfield, which as good as he is at the back is a loss for us too. But plenty of positives in there as well. I mean, young Jake Meakin look fantastic. You know, we'll build forward and you know, we go back to the promotion season. We lost the first, we drew the second, and we grew into the season. So I'm not saying we're going to go and have a season like we did, but you know, we're very much believers that you evolve as a team and you build your season and you build your points total. And I'm disappointed with the result, but I'm very, very encouraged by the performance and what I saw. It can be far, far better. It was far from perfect, but certainly going in the right direction.
Paul, Carl mentioned Meakin in midfield. I've been told he's been given man of the match today. Do you think he had a game that deserved that?
Yeah, I do. I do, because he's such a young lad as well, and he was very influential in certain parts of the game for such a young lad to be as composed as he is. He wants to be, and he wants to get on the ball as well. He never goes and hides. So yeah, I think he's deserved the man of the match from our point of view. I've not got any issues with that. He looks to go deep. He looks to get. Looks to turn. Looks to play through the lines a little bit. He uses his fullbacks really well. You know, it's just the big physical element now. It's just going to be game time for him now at this level, step five, where he's come from step six. But he's a good player, very, very good player, and does everything right. He's always on the off turns, always looking over his shoulders, so his fundamentals and his basics are really good, and I think we've got a really good player on our hands there. And I say the same with, you know, with Saz coming off. You know, you've had a 17-year-old come off the bench, you've had a 16-year-old come off the bench, and that's where we are with our squad. But they've both contributed really well, and along with Jake, you know, being 18, Dylan being 19, that's a young group of players there that are going to be developing as well at the same time as we're trying to win games. But yeah, do I think he deserved man of the match? Yeah, I do.
Kane had that left back in his pocket for a lot of the game.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, it was a shame for Kane, because he made so many runs first off. I think the kid was absolutely shattered. But to be fair to them, obviously when he's got the left back on toast, but the big centre off, the experienced lad, he's a good player. You know, he was the one then that was in behind that fullback. And he was able to mop things up a little bit, where, you know, Kane's trying to get a run on him, and two or three times he's gone to ground, got his foot in, important touches in the game. Good, as I said, they got through their side. They're a decent side, but through their side they got good players. So you know, it's you know, that's a, as, no, I agree with Carl. I mean, the last time we played Boston, they were nowhere near as good as that. That's a, you know, that's a good, what looks a good, experienced side. And it'll be there or thereabouts at the end of the season, you know. So again, we're coming back into a league again. We don't know much about it this season, but we're going to grow and develop ourselves. As I said, we've got players missing, But we're doing our pre-season now. We, you know, we've only played 5 games together with this group, and he really did 6 training sessions together. So it's going to take a while to knit it all together. But I was really, as I said, I was really pleased with the work rate, the effort that we put in today. At times, the quality wasn't really there. But, you know, it's. I mean, that was a better first game for us than the very first game that we did play when we won the division a few years ago. That was a, you know, we stank the place out that day. So, you know, that was a better performance. And you just look forward to thinking, okay, once we get a few games under our belt, especially Danny Mundy now, who's, like Carl says, doing his pre-season, and we, you know, we can start scoring a few goals. We didn't quite have a... We didn't really threaten their goals, you know, too much. There were some crosses coming in the box, the keeper coming dealt with most of it. But I think in and around the 18-yard box, had some nice possession. Just, you know, they crowded us out a little bit, especially the second half. But yeah, really pleased where we are. As I say, it's just going to be a work in progress now through the course of the next few months.
Looking forward to Tuesday, Kimberley. Do you know much about them?
No, I don't, Rob. As Paul said, you know, it's a little bit of an unknown and not quite the same pressure on us as that season, last season in here, because, you know, we sat down, myself, Paul, Gaz and Pete, and we went into that season targeting a promotion. You know, I think the football club is looking at restabilising itself and, you know, representing the supporters with what goes on the pitch in terms of the effort, a little bit of entertainment. I think we've done that today, and it will get better. But in terms of going into the games, kind of knowing all about the other sides and that, I don't feel that level of detail this year is such a prerequisite. You know, I think we have a little bit of a free hit to go and take these games on as they come. I think we're good enough to compete on equal terms in most of the games on our day, and that's very much kind of the order of the day. As I say, you know, it's, you know, we've played a good side, well organised today, fit. They look sharp, didn't they? They look lively. They look like they've had plenty of friendlies and had a good pre-season, and I think we've been every inch a match of them. Apart from in the penalty box, and a little bit of that we saw on Tuesday, didn't we? You know, yeah. So perhaps without Finn as well, knowing without Finn today, probably knew that was coming a little bit too, and it might be laborious to kind of to get that goal. And so it proved to be. But as I say, you know, seasons to be built, and the side to be evolved into it, and I think that, you know, taking the results out of it, which is obviously the most important thing, unfortunately, but it was a good start, and as I say, we've made giant strides in a short space of time.
Any other players missing today likely to be back Tuesday?
Well, there's every chance that that Finn will be registered for Tuesday. We would like to think in 2 days the FA can sort out an admin issue. There's a possibility that Jamie Slay may be involved on Tuesday. So yeah, we have one or two things that we might be able to do. Ethan Goodfellow was obviously ruled out today with a concussion from a week ago, so concussion protocol says we can't use him. Probably be the case again on Tuesday, unfortunately. So yeah, we're running a little bit light, but we knew that a fortnight ago, so it's no excuses.
Well, it's this time of the year, games come quick, thick and fast.
Yeah, exactly, and you know, it was great to be back today. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Don't have that obvious that sinking defeat feeling, which I hate so much. You know, I'm optimistic and hate losing football matches. I thought that there's an opportunity possibly there to draw a win that game today, but it's not the way it's gone. And we look forward to Tuesday.
Looking forward to it.
Cheers, mate.
Yeah. Cheers, both.
Thanks, mate. Cheers, Robin.